Tell me that you pressed it. Just
all right. So wait, what do you want me to do?
Well, press the.
You want press go?
Yeah.
Record.
This is gonna be.
You said go. I didn't know what you're talking about.
Chris, hello.
What?
This is gonna be the best show we do, so we're gonna introduce it properly.
Okay, well, let's introduce it properly.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, go ahead.
Press go.
All right, and go.
All right.
It's recording.
You didn't press record.
I did press record.
You already had it on.
I know. I
you're
stop
a dog. I want to. Remember the Flintstones where the guy, Dr. Sinister?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where he likes, because Fred's got something he wants. Goes,
yeah.
Hey, I need to make you my new partner. And then he throws the guy to the bottomless pit. And Fred goes, who was that? Oh, my ex-partner. Anyway, are we really on?
We are on, yeah.
Okay, hey, welcome.
You know what I like about the Flat Flintstones episode is
what?
Isn't that the same one with I'm much too important to be captured?
You stupid good looking.
Stupid good looking.
Oh man, you know, like anybody listening in goes, well, how old are these guys? These guys like 80?
I sometimes feel like it.
I know.
Hey, anyways, we are on, by the way.
Hey, okay, all right.
Wait, let me turn it on.
Let me collect my thoughts.
I'm turn it on. There you
hold
go.
Hold on, hold on.
Now
we're
going
to nail this. Watch.
Okay.
Hey, welcome to Comic Culture, the podcast.
Hey!
Yeah, I like that. That's always on time.
It's always on.
It's always
are
on.
24-7.
We're on.
65
even
days.
Even when I don't know we're on.
You can't escape us.
I'm Walt.
I'm Chris.
And we're here to talk
comics
stuff. Now,
normally we may. Now, today,
yeah.
I'm going to completely cut you off there.
Go ahead.
Normally, we do talk about comic culture
uh-huh.
and things that are involved with comic books.
Right.
But today, I want to tackle a topic that is new to me, and I think it's relatively new to you. Now, we, of course, now comic books are a collectible.
Sure are.
As are toys.
Toys.
Trains, I don't know.
Lionel Train.
Lionel Train, which is a toy. I was trying to think of sports cards.
Sports cards.
Lots of collectible.
Pokemon
cards.
Yeah.
Lots
Magic
of,
the Gathering cards.
Oh, yeah, that's big.
Beanie Babies,
which is a toy.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about something that is relatively new to the market
mm-hmm.
That I don't really even quite understand yet, to be
perfect
honest.
Perfect reason to talk
about. Yeah, so. And this is what they're calling blockchain collectibles.
Woo!
Okay.
Yeah.
So blockchain collectibles. Now correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
If you can.
I probably can't.
But you might be able to.
Okay.
A blockchain collectible is a digital format collectible
thing.
Thing. I don't even know. I can't call it a card.
No, it's a
it's
thing.
It's a thing.
That,
it's
yeah.
a collectible.
Yeah.
That can be traded, but doesn't exist in reality. It only exists. You know, it doesn't exist.
Digital.
There's no tangible version of it.
No.
It's only exists digitally.
Digitally.
But it can't be tampered with.
Right.
It's
encrypted.
It's encrypted. It can. Yeah. What it is what it is. There's some of them. There's as far as I know. There's two companies that are offering them now.
Yeah.
Panini
yep.
and Top Shots. I think
top
it's called.
Shelf. Top Shots.
Top
yeah.
Shots.
Top Shelf.
And
you know,
basically,
you know who needs to offer that?
Who?
Because what they are, from what I understand, is these aren't cards. They're like 6-second videos or something.
Well,
like
some of the ones from Top Shots are. I think the ones from Panini are more like cards.
Oh, are they?
I think
yeah.
so.
You know who needs to do this?
Who?
For the videos, Benchwarmers.
Yes.
Remember those
yeah,
cards?
Yeah, unfortunately,
oh,
yes.
My goodness, can you imagine the collectability
get,
of some of those?
Pamela Pancakes number 45.
Number 44.
or whatever.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Would you get the A card, the B card, the C card, or the D card? I got Series D.
By the way, this, in case you're not too sure what we're getting at, this was a terrible set of cards that basically they were like
naked girls.
Well, they weren't naked, but they were
naked.
Like
yeah, they were dressed
like,
provocative.
Yeah, they're like cheerleader cards,
right?
It's
yeah,
kind of like
yeah.
they're
bench warmers.
Anyway,
so yeah, was it Top Shelf?
Top Shelf.
Top Shots.
Top Shots.
Top Shots.
Top
so,
Shots.
Yes. Yeah. So I Chris found out only about this last week. So my buddy Christian was telling me about it. And first of all, I didn't believe him. Yeah, you're joshing me, right?
Yeah.
So I started talking to him. And then I find out my other buddy.
Yep.
So quick story. My other buddy, I won't name names because there's kids involved. But my other buddy goes, oh, man, do I ever know about this stuff? My kid, who's like, I don't know, in high school?
Yeah.
Got a little bit of his own money. Maybe he gets some from mom or dad or
works a job, whatever.
Works a job, whatever. Goes, oh, because he's a basketball fan.
Right.
So the first release was basketball.
Right.
He spent $1,000 Canadian, so let's say $775 U.S.
Yeah.
On the first wave of these cards that they put out.
Yeah.
So, and the dad thought he was crazy. I talked to him last week. His little, he's got 40 of these cards. They're called Moments, Chris. We'll get into that in a second. Point is there's an active trading marketplace right on the site that they make. So as soon as you open your packs, you can put them on the marketplace. And all kinds of cards on the marketplace. This guy's a value of his 40 cards is worth about 13,000 U.S. right now.
It's crazy.
Okay, he spent 775.
Yeah.
And now who's the dummy? Right?
Yeah, right.
Dad or the... Whatever. So what you do, so I tried to open an account because there was another pack drop last week. So they were releasing a pack of six moments.
Right.
This is the top shots.
Right.
Which I think is tops, right?
I don't know. It could be. It would make sense, but yes.
So they were releasing $99 packs.
Okay.
And there were six moments in those packs. So you have to open the pack and you get your moments.
Right.
So a moment is not a card, but it's a video.
Right.
And it's a moment in the last year, two, three, I don't know what.
Yeah.
And so it could be, the you know, like, can you imagine for a Raptor fan on opening up and getting the Kawhi shot that hit the rim four times.
Right.
That won the game in the playoffs.
Sure.
When they won the championship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So what the card company does is it allocates serial number wise a level of scarcity to each moment.
Right.
Most of them are like the commons.
Yeah.
I think there's like, I forget what it is, 10,000 of them.
15,000.
And so each of them gets a serial number.
Yeah.
Because they're encrypted, like you say.
Right.
Right? But then there will be ones that maybe are only 1,000 available. So
right.
They become rarer. And then there's moments that are only 100. And I think there's a couple that are only one-offs.
One of one, yeah.
One of one.
Yeah.
So if you get that, it's like a scratch ticket when you go to the gas station.
Yeah,
it really
is,
right? You open your pack and you get a one of one. You put it on the marketplace. I don't know what you're going to get. $10,000, $20,000.
Who knows?
Who knows,
yeah.
Right? Depending on the moment.
Yep.
But I'm sure they're going to pick the one of ones as really key moments.
Sure.
You know, a Seth Curry 3-point buzzer beater or something
like that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I go on the day before to open an account.
Yeah.
And I can't.
Why?
There's too much volume. The site crashed.
Oh, really?
It gets better.
Okay.
So I go on the site and I actually call Christian. I go, what the hell's going on? I want to get my pack drop. You know, now I'm into it. I don't even know why. Right?
For $100.
For $100. So he goes, well, the volume, you can't create the thing. And so it was supposed to be noon that day that they dropped those packs.
Right.
So then they decided to make it the next day.
Oh.
And then they put out a release or something like that saying that they noticed that people were creating bots to go in at 0.0001 second after release to buy things.
Right.
So they were trying to eliminate the bots.
Right.
So I think their solution was a lottery system.
Okay.
So the next day, Christian had an account. I still couldn't get in the next day. I couldn't create an account.
Okay.
Right? I could not create an account.
Yeah.
So the packs dropped and I didn't have an account.
Right.
So what you do is you register that you want to buy a pack.
Right.
You want to buy. And so then you get, and you can do this 24 hours before the pack drop.
Right, okay.
So 5 minutes, or I don't know what the time is before that, is they do a random number, and they send you your sequence number.
Oh, okay, right? So you need that to buy it.
Yeah, so Christian's was 141,000.
So he got one?
No!
Oh.
Because there was only 11,000 packs.
Oh, jeez.
And there must have been 200,000 people that wanted one.
But that was a random thing that he got. He didn't get...
Well, no. Like, there's literally, let's say I'm making it up the number, but 177,000 people wanted a pack.
Right.
So, and everybody gets sent their number.
Right, but...
So if you're 10,822, you're getting a pack.
Right, that's what I mean, but that was a lottery part of it.
Lottery part. Random. Yeah, okay, that was a lottery part. Okay. But if you're 11,412,
you're out of luck.
You're not getting a pack.
Right.
Because there's 11,000 packs.
Right.
And I go to a Christian, I go, crap, the guy that won the pack, he can just flip the pack on the marketplace for $1,000 probably.
Sure.
And he goes, no, you're not allowed to resell the pack, but you can open your moments and put the moments up on the marketplace if you wanted to.
All right.
So what I liked about it, from the collectible standpoint, what I liked about what the company did is they limited it to one per.
Right.
So as a speculator,
yeah,
$100, I might, if I get good moments, I might make $600.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good profit, whatever it is. But, you know, these shark guys, they're not happy with $500.
No.
They want to buy literally
all of
1,000 packs.
Yeah.
8,000 packs. Or they, you know, there'd be a guy, I bet you'd say, you're right, he'd buy all 11,000 packs.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So I like what they did there.
Yeah, that's interesting.
They stopped the bots from, you know, accumulating for one person and stuff like that. So, and then, but what I didn't like is it alienated probably 150,000 fans that had an account already, and probably another 250,000 that were trying to make accounts.
Right.
So you probably have like a 500,000. So the next drop that they do, I didn't even check yet. It's
so you need,
three
to make, you need to make an account now.
Yeah. I have to make an account now. But they need to release 250,000, not 11,000.
Right.
Right?
But they're not going to, because then that makes them not as valuable.
I guess. So I think, I don't know the mechanism, Chris, but I think they are making money on each transaction on their marketplace.
They must, for sure.
Because you own the moment. Once you buy that pack, you own that moment. And it's funny, before Christian made an account and he couldn't get a pack, he went on the week before and he bought himself a moment.
Oh, okay.
He goes, I got to own one of these dumb things.
Yeah, you know?
Like, we're talking like old men. He goes, this is so stupid, I got to own one.
Yeah. Right?
So he goes out and buys a Serge Ibaka dunk over somebody because he's a Raptor and you know, Christian's a Raptor fan. And he paid $150
for
$140-something.
Sure.
Right? But what was cool about it was he said, because it's encrypted, it's like blockchain.
Yeah.
You can follow that sequence, the serial number of that moment. And he saw linearly, because it's all, that moment is, the history of that moment is tracked for you to see.
Right.
For anybody to see.
Right.
So he saw that the guy he bought it off of bought it for $40 3 weeks before that.
Yeah.
And that guy bought it off the guy who bought the pack.
Right.
2 weeks before
that. Right. For probably $30.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. So, so that's
crazy.
Kind of this whole thing. So, and we were talking about it, and you and I were talking about collectibles, because this podcast is about collectibles. So we're venturing into kind of something that we're, it's kind of foreign territory. But you and I both understand the concept of collectibles.
Sure.
But then it dawned on me, I go, holy crap, it was my buddy's kid, who's like 18, 17. They live on their phone.
Oh, yeah.
They live on their phone. So do they want a physical card that they have to go find a shoebox for?
Maybe, or somewhere? Yeah.
But I don't think a lot of them do. To them, they've turned their phone on, and they're flipping through their moments to their buddies and saying, hey, I own this moment. He's showing people what he owns.
Sure, on his phone.
And his peers don't need to see the physical object to get it.
No.
Whereas you and I would go, oh, you got it at home?
Right.
Right?
And you know what's funny about this is, I'm going to segue it for a minute here.
Yeah.
So, you know, a buddy of mine, he's got a boy. And, you know, I think the boy is in university now. But when he was a kid, like even 20 years ago, you know, I would talk to him and I'd say, hey, John, like, you know, what's your son, in, what kind of toys is he into? He doesn't want any toys. What do you mean he doesn't want any toys? Well, he goes on YouTube and he watches other kids open up toys. You know?
Yeah.
And so this is a generation now that they're satisfied, it seems to me, with not actually owning the physical thing anymore.
Right.
But
right.
they want to see it. They want to be a part of it.
Right.
They want to enjoy it.
Yeah.
But they don't need to own it.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
But they do own this.
But they do own this. And this is
but
why
they
this...
But they own it electronically.
But this is why this is now a good compromise. Because
right.
now they're owning something and it's still electronic. It's digital.
Right.
So it's the best of both worlds for them. They don't have to worry about looking after something.
Right.
They don't have to worry about opening something or taking care of it.
Yeah.
It is what it is. It's always going to be digital.
Yeah.
It's not going away. It's done.
It's an amazing concept. And I don't think guys like you and me would maybe be interested in it. Like, I wanted to open an account for the novelty of it, I guess, what most people would want to do. But like my pal Christian was telling me, he thinks that the guy from the first series...
Yeah.
He had the number one buyer of Series 1 when it came out. There was a couple of guys that went in heavy. I don't know if they were the guys associated with the launch or not, which I wouldn't consider inside trading because they're betting on themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Hey, I believe in this.
Yeah.
Because it could have been a dud.
Sure.
Right? So, but it may not have been then. I'm putting in words into the mouth. Like, it may not at all have had anything to do with the people that launched.
Right.
But
anyways,
thing.
Yeah.
The one guy, Christian said, the one guy's stuff on that marketplace is worth about $36 million.
Really?
Yeah.
If he sells it.
If he sells it.
Right.
And if he gets today posted prices.
Right.
Today, right now. So getting back to that, getting back to... the collectability and then having a tangible thing and stuff like that. So my buddy there with his son who had the 40 moments, he was kind of dumbfounded by it. And he asked his son, well, how do you, like, can you actually sell this stuff
yeah,
though?
Yeah.
Like, I want to see you sell one. Show me how to sell one.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
So the kid goes through and he leaves through again. I don't really like this moment. So he posts it to the marketplace.
Yeah.
Literally, he was saying 3 to 4 minutes later, somebody bought it.
Really?
30 seconds later, he had money in his PayPal account.
No shit. I mean, no,
like,
I'm kidding.
Yeah. He didn't go to the post office. He didn't
yeah.
look. Oh, where the hell did I put that card?
Right.
Where's the packaging material? Oh, my God. So it was all boom, 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 boom. But the funniest part of all, he goes to me the other day. He goes, oh, man, Walt. That card's worth about the moment's worth about $900 now.
Yeah.
And my kid's giving it to me left and right. He goes, hey, why'd you make me sell that for dad? That card's worth.
Okay, but why? Well, you know. Okay, well, here's the thing. So, if they can do it with a sports team, and why can't they do it with comic books?
Yeah.
Like, why can't they? Like, okay. So I understand you're gonna. You can say, well, it won't be the first appearance. Well,
right.
We're not talking about even those Kawhi Leonards and things like that, those moments.
Yeah.
They're not rookie cards.
No.
No, it has nothing
They're
to
moments.
Do with that. They're just moments.
They're moments.
So why can't we have...
Marvel do it.
Why can't Marvel and
I'm
DC
sure
do it?
I'm sure they will.
I hope
you
so.
You don't think Marvel and DC are going to do something like this right now? I'm sure they will. I guarantee they will.
I hope so.
I guarantee they will. Let's leave this for a sec and go to a derivative of this.
All right.
Because it's kind of basically fractional ownership, right?
In a
no,
way,
it's not,
not
in
really.
A way
no,
it is.
Not really.
Yeah, you're right. Because so some guy talking about, well, you know, take an AF-15. I think one guy did it with a Journey into Mystery 83 recently online. He sold like 100 shares. In
right.
It, you know, and so I think he sold the 100 shares. I don't know if he was able to sell all of them, but he sold the 100 shares at double current market value.
Hmm.
So... let's say the current market value of that book and that grade was $50,000.
Right.
So he sold 100 shares at $1,000 each.
Right.
Into that
right.
Journey into Mystery 83.
So he got $100,000.
So he got $100,000 out of it. But think about this. Think about the legal aspect of that. Think about having, like, you're not going to live forever.
No.
Who's going to hold that? Like, where
yeah.
does it say?
Where does it say? Yeah, it has to be.
Who has to pay for the insurance?
It has to be some sort of vault.
Is it a secure
escrow
place?
And yeah.
And what if 5 years from now you want to get out? Well, what happens to the book?
Yeah. And when you sell it, how much do you get?
How much do you get? Well, listen, that book has to double in value. Plus, if let's say there's a stipulation that they sell it on an auction, like Comic Link or something
yeah.
like that. Well, they take 10% fee.
Sure.
Right? So let's say the guy that did this, this guy goes, well, you know, 2 years from now, I'm going to you know, it's a 2-year term. Well, nobody's, those books don't double in two years.
No, of course not. No.
So that's a tangible item. That's harder.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Whereas this is an electronic manufactured scarcity collectible that is virtual.
Yeah.
Which is scary.
Sure.
It's absolutely scary.
It scares to me. I don't know enough about it.
Yeah. And if they switch that over into comics.
Well, they could. Why couldn't they do that? They could do the first moment that, as we talked about in another show, first moment that Peter met Mary Jane.
Right.
Right?
Right.
That's that first moment.
Yeah. You're right.
Right?
You're
the
right. You're right, because what sports did is they dipped into the history of the game in terms of games played.
Right.
So what comics would do is they would dip into the canon.
Yeah.
And they would dip into story arcs, pivotal moments in the story arc.
That's right.
Like, can you imagine the sequence where Hulk rips Wolverine in half?
And
whatever the Hulk versus Wolverine miniseries was. Or like you say, when Spider-Man kills Green Goblin.
Yeah.
The
Batman getting his back broken.
By Bane. Yeah. Like so many different things. That's scary. That would be amazing. That is definitely Brave New World stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. Listen, what I do know is that the card companies have succeeded big time in this, and that they're going now to do football, and they're going to do baseball, and I think they're going to go do hockey as well. And that these things have exploded beyond, you can tell, way beyond the expectation of the company that released it, because their website
crashed. Sure,
this will be cool. We'll sell 10,000 of these every month.
Maybe you might sell a few.
Whatever. It's like, boom, like 500,000 people want to get onto the site in one day.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Crash, right? So, I don't know. Do you think it's got a chance?
I'll be honest, I don't
think
know.
It's going to do it in comics.
I don't know anymore. I didn't think Pokemon would last like it has.
Right.
Pokemon cards, I thought, it's a fad, it's never going to last. And now Pokemon Charizard cards are worth, huge money.
Huge money.
You know, I thought Magic the Gathering had its day.
Right.
20 years ago.
Yeah.
And now it's still going strong.
Yeah.
You know, you and I have talked about comics where this is as high as this book's ever going to go. Where's the ceiling for this series?
Everything.
You know, so I don't know anymore. And, when it comes to collectibles, I think people are looking for alternative ways to invest their money and to spend their money. And collectibles seem to be it. Certainly during the pandemic, it's gone like insane.
I think the concept of a virtual collectible is insanely fantastic in terms of potential. In a new world where the population of the 10-year-olds that are going to be 30-year-olds, that they accept this.
Right.
Is my point. To them, this is nothing. This is, of course. You know, what else could it be? You know, I don't have to find a shoebox. I don't have to hold it in my closet. But this is real. I own it on my phone. It's real.
Like, right.
This is my... I have the serial number. I own this, right?
So what
this is my asset. And they're going to bequeath it to their kids when they die, for Christ's sakes, right? You know?
So now, do they... I don't know if you know this or not, but do they actually download whatever this digital thing is? Or is it up in the cloud somewhere?
I think it's on that site's cloud.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I know... I guess what I'm
sure
thinking
you
of,
can download
well, it. I'm thinking of... I don't know if you heard the story about the guy that owns, I think he has like, I don't know, $30 million in Bitcoin.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's, that's something he downloaded and he has it on an unrecoverable hard drive that apparently after you try, I don't know what it is exactly, I'll say 5 attempts, it reboots
locks.
Itself. Well, it locks or reformats itself.
Right.
So
and you lose it?
And and you lose it. And so he forgot his passcode.
Jesus Christ.
So he he's been trying to contact these companies, but they won't do it because he has no proof of ownership.
I'll do it. Hey, buddy, I'll do it.
Yeah.
For $29 million.
Well, as apparently some guy said, I'll do it, but you give me half of it.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So So that's one way. If it's up in the cloud, I'm okay with that.
Right.
I'm not responsible for that.
Right, exactly.
You know, but...
Yeah. I'm sure it is up in the cloud, but I'm sure you can also... Right. And I don't think you could sell it outside of that forum. Like, I don't know...
Right.
This is the thing. I don't know whether you can put one of those moments on eBay.
Right.
Right. Right. Maybe you will, eventually.
Probably not, because if Topps... Oh, Topps can just say, look, this is our proprietary thing.
Right.
We're going to make the money instead of eBay making it.
Exactly.
Right? And
exactly.
I wouldn't blame them.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame them either. Right.
So
It is a massively, massively interesting topic that you and I, and novices, are just touching on.
Oof.
I have a feeling this year, Chris, we're going to revisit this.
I think we should.
All right. And,
You know what's funny, though, is, you know, thinking about the idea of a comic book moment, mm-hmm. I would be excited to buy something like that.
Right, yeah.
I mean, sports, obviously I like sports, you know. Mm-hmm. My dad was a huge sports card collector, and I know lots about that stuff. But, I would consider buying a sports blockchain collectible.
Right.
But I would love to own, a comic book one.
Well, listen. If this works, like you said, with the comic, and then it went from sports to comic, then the possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
So you and I could finally, I could finally have that dream of owning that Sega moment.
I don't know if I want to know which moment that is that you want.
Well, there's a few I can
choose. I'm sure there is. Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to just sound even dumber than we were already sounding.
It's not possible.
Keep going at this. So we'll leave it alone for now. But trust me, we're gonna get to the bottom of this. Like a good mystery, Scoob and Shag here,
and the Mystery Machine.
And we'll get to this, and we'll report back in a couple months. See what we find.
All right, sounds good. Listen, go out and support your local comic book retailer. We haven't said that in a while.
Yeah, and have yourself a great week.
Hey, did we talk about what we were drinking?
No, we didn't. This disaster of a show was fueled by. Pilsner Urquell.
Pilsner Urquell. Where's this from, anyway?
Oh, Czech Republic, buddy.
Some sort of...
Plzeň in the Czech Republic.
Plzeň.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Plzeň.
Plzeň.
Plzeňa.
Czech Republic. Is that still around these days?
Well, it used to be Czechoslovakia.
Right.
And the Czechs and the Slovaks realized that they don't really like each other.
Yes.
Actually, they do like each other because they peacefully said, hey, you know what? Let's politically separate because I think... Two different cultures.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
so
nice.
Hey, you know what? We'll separate into two friendly states. And I think all is good in both.
Nice.
I think they both have a really good hockey team. The Czechs and the Slovaks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, nice.
All right. And they make one damn fine Pilsner beer.
Slovakian or Czech. Czech. Either way, I like the beer.
Right on.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, see everybody next week.
Have yourself a great day.